Let us all stand.
请起立.
Let us give thanks for the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus.
让我们来赞美神为我们的付上的代价.
Who took upon himself all the punishment and judgment to redeem us from sin and death.
他为我们担当所有一切的审判跟过犯.
Even though we reject him, we turn away from him.
虽然我们弃绝他，我们离弃他.
Yet he came to seek us.
但是他还是来寻找我们.
With his precious blood he shed for us.
他为我们留下宝血.
He ransomed us from sin and death.
他将我们从罪和死里面救赎出来.
Let us sing praise and worship him.
让我们一同来敬拜赞美他.
We sing the first song. We know that we all have been set free.
我知道我们都得了释放.
Set free to praise Him, set free to worship Him.
释放可以来敬拜他，可以来赞美他.
Let's sing. I once was lost.
I once was lost in sin's dark night. God's love I spurned, I wandered from the right. Rejecting him, I knew not why. The one who for my soul deeply and that I was. I once was lost in sin's dark night. God's love I spurned, I wandered from the right. Rejecting him, I knew not why. The one who for my soul deeply then died. He ransomed me from sin, he set me free. He paid my debt. I once was lost in sin.
别无他神像我们的主一样。
He is worthy to receive all glory and honor.
他是配得我们一切的荣耀跟赞美。
Such great grace and mercy that we have received from our Lord.
我们从神得到极大的救恩跟救赎。
He paid the debt on rugged Calvary.
他在哥哥他上付上了代价。
Truly, what can we give to our Lord Jesus to even repay Him for what He had done for us?
我们有可以什么可以献给主的来谢谢他为我们所做的一切呢？
Just like the hymn said, Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring?
像诗歌告诉我们，我们能带什么来给你呢？
To so faithful a friend, to so loving a King.
给我忠信的朋友，给我慈爱的君王。
As we come before His presence.May we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
当我们来到主的面前，当我们将自己当作活祭献上。
For He deserves our every breath.
因为他配得我们的每一个气息。
May we be useful for Him.
让我们在他的手中成为有用的器皿。
May we be His faithful servant.
让我们在他手中成为忠心的仆人。
May He use us and use us to serve others.
求主来使用我们来服侍别人
to be his servant
来成为他的仆人
Jesus, as we stand before your presence.
主，当我们站在你的同在面前。
May you receive this tiny little offering.
求你来悦纳我们微小的敬拜奉
献。Lord, we want to give you our praise. We want to give you all the glory.
我们想给你一切的敬拜跟荣耀。
For what you have done in our lives.
因为你为我们为我们在我们生命中所做的大事。
Lord, this morning, once again, you speak to your church.
今天早上求你向你的教会说话。
Lord, touch each and every one of us.
触摸每一个人的心。
Lord, not only we hear your voice, but you move our hearts.
我们不单单只是听了你的话，但是你的话来触动我们的心。
Lord, we pray that your presence will move among us.
求你的同在与我们在一起。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Let's be seated.
请坐下。
弟兄姐妹好。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
两周前在周五聚会的时候我们读到。
Two weeks ago, during our Friday meeting, we read.
亚伯拉罕差遣他的老仆人到他本地本族本家去，要为他的儿子娶妻。
We read about how Abraham sent his oldest servant to his homeland to find a wife for his son Isaac.
这次我读的时候，我觉得这个老仆人很不一般。
And as I read this passage again, I felt this old servant was very special.
他是我们今天这个题目的中心。
And he's the topic and the focus of my sharing today.
我称他为一个称职的一个仆人。
I call him a competent servant.
当时在读这一段的时候，
when we read about this passage,
我们在小家里面提到两个人物。
We talk about this. We talk about two people in our small group.
一个就是这个老仆人，另外一个就是以撒。
One was this old servant, and the other one was Isaac.
如果那个时候有人问我。
If someone then asked me,
这个两个人物你比较喜欢当谁？
Which person I would like to be?
毫无疑问的，我会马上回答说，是那个承受父一切的以撒。
Without hesitation, I would have answered, it's the one who inherited everything from his father, Isaac.
但是那一天，有另外一个问题在我的心中。
But that day, there was another question in my heart.
这是我要赶都赶不走的问题。
And it would not go away.
他在问我说：“我愿不愿意做一个仆人
？”It asked me, "Do I want to be a servant?"
其实这个是一个很简单的问题。
This should have been a simple question.
但是在那一天，对我来说，这个问题一点都不简单。
But for me that day, it was not simple at all.
按照道理来说
，logically speaking，
我应该是一个仆人。
I should be a servant.
从我被主复兴以后
，since the Lord has revived me，
在教会学习服事
，and I began to serve in the church，
我好很早很早我就听过，我们是神重价所买回来的。
I have often heard that we were bought with a great price。
理所当然，我们应该是主的。
And of course, we should belong to the Lord。
我在生活中，在祷告中，不是常常称主为主吗？
Do I not call the Lord our Lord in my prayer and in my life?
这不是就代表主是我的主人吗？
Does it not mean that he is my master?
不只是这样子。
Not only so.
我们也知道在地上有神所设立的权柄。
God has also established authority on earth.
圣经也告诉我们，我们要彼此顺服。
And the Bible also tells us to submit to each other.
这些不都告诉我们我是一个仆人吗？
And all these things clearly tell me that I am a servant.
但是如果我对我自己诚实的话
But if I'm honest about myself,
我觉得我不像一个仆人
I feel like I'm not like a servant
我也不想做一个仆人
And I don't want to be one either
最近是师母被主接去
Recently, Sister Z was taken home by the Lord
接着弟兄姐妹对师母的怀念
And through the brothers and sisters remembrance of her
让我看到一个活生生的人
I saw a living example.
不是那个年代久远的。
And not someone from long ago.
不是从书上看到的属灵前辈。
Not a spiritual giant we read from books.
乃是在我们中间一个非常平常的一个平凡人。
But someone ordinary who was among us.
但是他却活出了一个非常不平凡的见证。
But she lived out an extraordinary testimony.
我读到这个老仆人的时候，我就想到师母。
And when I read about this old servant, I also thought about Sister Z.
上周的信息的时候也牧师也提到师母如何服侍人。
And in last week's message, Pastor also mentioned how Sister Z was a great example of serving others.
她真的是一个仆人的好榜样。
She truly was a wonderful example of a servant.
她给我一个印象非常深刻的。
And what impressed me deeply was,
牧师在讲到说，十四母不是因为她是一个传道人的妻子去扮演那个角色。
And what was when the pastor said that Sister Z was not just acting as a pastor's wife.
她原本就是这样的人。
But she was a person already.
原本原来她在单身的时候。
When she was even when she was still single.
她已经把自己完全的奉献给主。
She already committed her life to the Lord.
所以无论在什么样的地方。
So no matter where she was,
无论她在做什么样的事情
and no matter what she did,
都可以很努力地按照圣经的教训去做
and she tried to live according to the Bible,
按照圣经的教训来过每一天
and she lived her daily life according to the teaching of the Bible.
这个就是她能够把事情做好
and that was the secret of her, being a good servant.
并且在做事情的时候还能够为主发光的一个秘诀
and this is a secret of her shining for the Lord.
同样的，我读到这个老仆人的时候
，In the same way, when I read about this old servant,
他能够被亚伯拉罕托付这么重要的事情
，And we see that he was trusted by Abraham with such an important task.
能够把事情做好
，And he was able to complete it well.
并且在过程中，他能够经历神
，And he was able to experience God during the process.
也能够让人看见神。
And he also made God visible to others.
这真的是何等美好的一个见证。
This is such a beautiful testimony.
早上我想借着亚伯拉罕的老仆人身上的一些特点。
Today I want to share some characteristics of Abraham's servant.
来分享他为什么是一个称职的仆人。
And to share why he was a competent servant.
当老仆人在介绍他自己的时候。
And when the old servant was introducing himself,
他说我是亚伯拉罕的仆人。
He said, I am Abraham's servant.
这句话很得着我。
This really impressed my heart.
这句话说出他知道他自己的身份。
This statement shows that he knew his identity.
他知道他是一个仆人。
He knew that he was a servant.
他能够做得好。
He was able to do his job well.
因为他知道他自己的责任跟他的位置。
Because he understood his responsibility.
他不是主人。
He was not the master.
所以他不应该花时间在烦恼主人需要做什么。
So he did not worry about what the master should do.
他也不需要去烦恼主人有什么责任。
And he did not have to worry about the master's responsibilities.
更不需要花时间在批评主人做得好还是不好。
And he didn't have to spend time to judge whether the master was a good one or a bad one.
他只要好好地做主人所吩咐他的事情就好了。
He only needed to do what his master told him to do.
一个好的仆人。
A good servant.
不是什么都会做。
Doesn't have to do everything.
但是乃是做好他分内应该所做的事情。
But he needs to do well what is entrusted to him.
牧师最近在《创世纪》诸事的根源人的被造里面他讲到。
And the pastor once shared while teaching Genesis, the origin of all things and the creation of man.
我们需要知道神造人的时候的心意。
That we must know God's purpose when he first created man.
我们才能够把人做好。
In order for us to live out properly as a human being.
当人被造的时候。
When man was created.
他的生活环境都有范围。
And God gave him a boundary.
有神所定规的任务。
And God gave him clear responsibilities.
也告诉人什么可以做，什么不可以做。
And God also told men what he can do and he could not do.
这些都讲得非常的清楚。
And this was all clearly said.
我越来越觉得这是非常的重要。
I increasingly feel how important this is.
如果我们一直越过神的安排。
If we keep going beyond God's arrangements,
我们一直羡慕别人有的，我们自己没有的。
And we keep envying what others have and we don't.
我们一直去做我们不应该做的事情。
And keep doing things that we are not supposed to do.
那我们的时间，我们的精力都是白费的。
Then our time and energy will be wasted.
我们不止自己做不好。
We will not just do badly.
我们心中也没有安息。
And our hearts will have no rest.
结果累的就是自己。
And in the end, we exhaust ourselves.
心中还充满了埋怨。
And our hearts are full of complaints.
一方面觉得做得不好。
On one hand, we think I failed.
因为我没有别人的环境。
Because I don't have the same circumstance as others.
我没有别人的机会。
I don't have the opportunity like them.
我没有别人的资源。
I don't have the resource like others.
另外一方面，我们又常常觉得说，如果是我，一定会做得更好。
And on the other hand, we might think if it was me, I would have done it better.
这都是因为对自己不够的认识。
It's all because we lack of self-understanding.
也对于神所量给我要扮演的这个角色不满意。
And also, like we're not satisfied with what God has measured us to do.
我们真正需要做的。
What we need to do is.
乃是按照神的定规来看自己。
We need to see ourselves according to God's plan.
去做好我们自己需要做的事情。
And just do what we are meant to do.
在那篇信息里面，牧师也说。
In that sermon, our pastor also mentioned.
我们今天无论在哪里，哪里就是我们的伊甸园。
No matter where we are, that place can be our Garden of Eden.
不在于我们做什么工作。
It doesn't matter what job we do.
乃是在于我们在那个环境里面有没有去看守，有没有去修理。
But whether we are caring for and keep the place God has given us.
我们有没有在那个环境里面来把主耶稣的形象活出来？
Have we lived out the image of Jesus in that circumstance?
当仆人说我是亚伯拉罕仆人的时候。
When the servant said, I'm Abraham's servant.
就像我们在对别人说我是基督徒。
It is like when we say, I am a Christian.
那是我们的身份。
This is our identity.
那是我们应该做好的一个身份。
And this is what we are called to do well.
别人听到这句话的别人能不能认同？
Whether others who hear this statement, if they can acknowledge or not.
完全在乎于我们对这句话我们有没有引以为傲。
It depends on whether we take pride in it or not.
还是我们有没有把这个实际活出来？
And whether if we live it out in reality.
这句话不只是代表他是知道他是一个仆人。
This statement not only shows that the servant knows that he was a servant.
也代表他知道他有一位主人。
But also means that he knew that he had a master.
只要有主人。
If there's a master,
他就要应该要照着主人的意思去行。
Then he must follow the master's will.
这个仆人已经跟着亚伯拉罕很久。
And this servant has been with Abraham for many years.
他是管理亚伯拉罕全业最老的仆人。
And he was the oldest servant in charge of all of Abraham's household.
在他多年做仆人的经历里面。
Over his many years of serving.
多多少少都会有一些经验。
He had learned and gained experience.
但是当亚伯拉罕差他去替以撒娶妻的时候，
But when Abraham asked him to find a wife for Isaac,
他认真地听主人的想法，
He carefully listened to his master's instructions,
也问一些很重要的问题，
He asked important questions,
之后就按照他主人的意思去做，
And then act according to his master's will.
当我们讲到基督徒的一个美德，就是顺服的时候。
When we talk about a Christian virtue, which is obedience,
我常常听到人说，
I often hear people say,
我不能顺服，因为我们不能盲目的顺从。
I cannot submit because we should not blindly obey.
神给我们自由意志，
God has given us free will.
就代表我们不是要做一个盲目顺从的人。
That means we should not obey blindly.
部分来讲，这是对的。
It is correct in part.
但是我们不能做一个没有主人的人。
But we cannot be people without a master.
如果一个人没有主人，
If a person has no master,
其实他自己就是他自己的主人。
Then he becomes his own master.
最近在读周六的材料的时候，
And recently while reading the Saturday material,
那个救赎八段里面提到一句话，
The octave of redemption, it said,
他说伊甸园发生最大的事就是人成了一个变质的东西，他自己的天性变质了，因为撒旦把己的原则带到人的里面。
It said the greatest thing that happened in the Garden of Eden was that man became a corrupted thing. His very nature was changed because Satan had succeeded in inoculating man with the principle of self.
我想到这么多年来我所相信的自己。
Then I remember that the self I had trusted for so many years
原来是一个变质的东西。
Was actually a corrupted thing.
所谓的变质，
corrupted,
就是不是按照原来的那个样子。
Corrupted means that it's no longer the original design.
不是神起初造人的那个样子。
It is not how God created man in the beginning.
所以 按照我们自己，我们没有办法遵行神的旨意，我们也不愿意去遵行神的旨意。
So according to ourselves, we cannot and are not willing to obey God's will.
这么多年来，我一直相信我自己。
For so many years, I have believed in myself.
反而不去相信那个神摆在我身边，告诉我神旨意的人。
Rather than believing, the people and things that God has placed around me.
我对别人所说的存怀疑。
I doubt what people have told me.
但是对于我自己却非常的相信。
But I trusted myself fully.
自己能够接受的，才会去接受。
I only accepted the things I can accept.
我自己没有办法接受的，我就不去接受。
If I don't want to accept it, then I don't accept it.
我们常常觉得我们会对自己，我们会说啊，只要神说的，我就一定会去相信。
Sometimes we would say, whatever God says, I will surely believe.
但是这个认定非常的有问题。
But this is a problematic statement.
其实神借着在我们身边的人。
Actually, in God through the people around us.
借着身边所发生的事情。
And through things that happened around us.
一天里面不知道讲了多少的话。
God actually speaks to us for so many times throughout the day.
但是我们想象的就是神忽然在我们面前向我们说话。
But what we imagine is God will suddenly appear and speak to us.
如果那样的情况，我们才能够相信。
And we would only believe in such scenario.
那我们就等于完全没有相信。
Then that means we don't believe at all.
我发现我的问题在于。
And I realize my problem is
就是很盲目的爱自己
that I love myself blindly
很盲目的相信自己
and I trust myself blindly
只要我自己想的是对的
and if it's my own thought
我就觉得是对的
and I find it right and I think this must be right
无论任何别人说的都需要考虑一下
and I don't listen to what other people tell me
完全没有意识到
I didn't realize at all
我相信的自己原来是变质的
That what I have believed about myself was actually corrupted and distorted.
在我生活的现在我们生活的时代
，and we live and in the system we live today.
我们已经没有一个主仆的一个制度。
We no longer live in a master servant system.
但是我们心中还是需要有认定谁是主人。
But we still need to recognize a master in our hearts.
我们跟谁学的？
And who we learned it from?
我们从哪里得到帮助的
？And who has helped us?
我们从谁身上看到榜样的
？And who sets an example for us?
谁能够把主的话语跟生命带给我们的
？And who can bring the Lord's word and life to us?
我们要效法他们。
We should follow them.
我们要顺服他们的教导。
We should submit to their teaching.
我们要像保罗对于哥林多教会所说的话。
We should be like Paul who said to the church of Corinth,
你们效法我，因为我效法基督。
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
今天主把很多很多的人摆在我们的四周围。
Today the Lord has placed many people around us.
我们可以看到他们。
We can see them.
我们要学习他们为人的榜样。
And we need to learn from them.
我们盼望我们借着学习顺服。
And I hope that as we learn to submit,
我们也能够很真实的在心中说
，And we can truly say it from our heart.
我是某某弟兄的仆人
，I am the servant of this brother.
我是某某姐妹的仆人
，or the sister.
我效法他，因为他效法基督。
I imitate them because they also imitate Christ.
接下去我们要继续看这个老仆人。
Then we continue to look at this old servant.
为什么我说他是一个称职的仆人呢
？Why do I say he's a competent servant？
因为他所做的一切都是为着主人的利益。
Because everything he did was for his master's benefit.
我们看他一到那个地方
，and we see that as soon as he arrived at the place，
他马上就开始为他的主人做事。
He immediately began to work for his master.
他没有丝毫说路途遥远。
He did not say the journey was so long.
走了那么长的路，天色也晚了。
I have gone a long way and it's late.
我先好好的休息一下。
Let me rest first.
明天早上起来再说。
And I will deal with it tomorrow.
不只是这个样子。
Not only that.
根据他祷告的内容。
From his prayer.
他也一直想要知道有一个方法能够知道神的带领。
we see that he kept thinking how to know about God's leading.
他想要让他的主人得到最好的。
He wants his master to gain the greatest benefit.
我们也看到他在比土利的家中。
And we also see when he was in Bethuel's house.
当人把饭摆在他面前的时候。
And when people place food before him.
他说我不吃。
He said, I'm not going to eat it.
等我把事情说明白了我再吃。
I'm not going to eat it until I've explained why I came here.
后来他过了一个晚上。
And after staying one night,
隔天他就要把利百加带走。
The very next day, he wanted to take Rebecca away.
他不接受他们对他的尽情的款待。
He rejected the hospitality.
他要赶快的回到主人的家中。
He was eager to return to his master's home.
他做这些事情都是在说明他考虑的不是他的自己。
He did all this to express that his concern was not for himself.
他所有的考虑都是为了他的主人。
But all his concerns was for his master's interest.
圣经告诉我们说，我们不能侍奉两个主。
The Bible tells us we cannot serve two masters.
不是恶这个，就是爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
For either he will hate the one and love the other.
我们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Or else he would be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
我们需要做一个选择。
We need to make a choice.
我们需要决定我们所要侍奉的。
We need to decide whom we want to serve.
很多时候两个我们都想要满足。
Many times we want to satisfy both.
所以我们来回跑。
So we go back and forth.
但是主的话已经告诉我们这是不能的。
But the Lord's word already tells us it's not possible.
他也告诉我们当我们去尝试的时候的结果。
He also tells us the result of us trying.
我们会发现重这个轻那个。
And we will find ourselves that we will love one more and care less for the other.
不会是一样的重量的。
They will never have equal weight.
这里说到两个主。
It talks about two masters.
一个是神。
One is God.
一个是马门。
One is mammon.
或是利益。
Or profit.
最终的目的就是自己。
And the ultimate benefit will be serving ourselves.
所以可以说，一个是神，一个是自己。
So we can, in other words, we can say one is God and the other is the self.
我觉得这个仆人他做的事情非常的特别。
And this old servant did something very special.
我如果是我，我不会做那样的一个事情。
Because this is not what I would naturally do.
这次牧师在十四牧的纪念册里面提到。
And in the remembrance of Sister Z, our pastor mentioned.
十四母从小就问她有没有想到别人。
And when she was, since Pastor Mary was young, Sister Z asked her, "Have you thought about others?"
我觉得很得着。
I was very touched.
我也觉得这个是对我们属灵的性格一个很实际、很良好的一个训练。
This is a very practical and good training for our spiritual character.
我们常说我们要以父的事为念。
We often said that we need to seek God, the Father's business.
这是很高很高的境界。
This is very high level.
但是我们可以先学习去想到别人，去顾念别人。
Maybe we can start by learning to think about others and caring for others.
不只是那个我们所喜欢的别人。
Not just the others that we like.
而是主安排在我们身边的任何一个别人。
But every person that the Lord has placed around us.
什么是为了别人呢？
And what does it mean to care for others?
也许很多人都没有做仆人的一个概念。
Maybe not many of us have the experience of being a servant.
以前在马尼拉的时候，我们家里都有帮佣。
And when I lived in Manila, many families had maid helpers.
有帮忙煮饭的，有帮忙洗衣服的，有帮忙照顾小孩的。
And some cooked, some washed dishes, and some washed clothes, and some cared for children.
我听过好多人都在讲说，他们找不到合适的帮佣。
And many people said it was hard to find good helpers.
他们比较想的是那个都他们比较想去乡下的地方去找。
And they would like to go to the countryside to find the maid helpers.
因为相对比较单纯。
Because they were more simple.
他们特别喜欢那个没有工作经验的。
And they especially like the people who don't have work experience.
然后他们还有这个可以吃苦耐劳的。
And who can endure hardship.
用现在的话来说。
In modern terms.
就是可塑性要高。
It means being flexible and teachable.
现在回想起来。
And thinking about it now.
这是一个很高的一个水准。
That was a very high standard.
帮佣没有时间坐下来滑手机。
The maid helpers, they don't have time to relax and sit down.
他也没有自己的生活。
They didn't have their own life.
他的生活作息都要照着雇主的要求。
And their schedules and follow the employees' needs.
他们要比家人，比家里任何一个人都早起。
They have to wake up earlier than the family.
他们也要比任何家里任何一个人更晚睡。
And they sleep later than anyone else in the family.
他们从来没有煮过华人吃的食物。
They never cook Chinese food.
所以他们不能按照他们自己的口味去煮东西。
So they cannot cook according to their own taste.
他们更不能先吃。
And they could not eat first.
他们不能按照自己的习惯做事。
They cannot work in their own ways.
要完全按照他们的雇主对他们的指示。
But they have to follow exactly what the employer told them to do.
能够长久留下来的。
And those who were able to stay long.
都是愿意放下自己，让自己被改变的那种人。
Are those people who are willing to put aside themselves and be changed.
那种坚持自己的意见。
And those who insisted in their own opinions.
就是在雇主的眼中看为是固执的、不听话的那种帮佣。
They were seen as stubborn and disobedient in the eyes of their employers.
大概都在一个月里面就被辞退了。
And they were usually dismissed after a month.
我想到这里的时候。
And when I think about this.
我想到我自己其实就是那个神所看为固执不听话的仆人。
Then I realized I am actually the stubborn and disobedient servant in God's eyes.
如果让我去做。
If I were to do it.
我肯定会被辞退。
I would be fired quickly.
不只是这样子。
And not only so,
我心中还会不平不满的去批评这个雇主没有眼光。
And I would feel unhappy and think that employer has no insight.
因为我只想到自己。
Because I only think about myself.
我只会按照我眼中看为正的事情去做事。
And I do things that is right in my own eyes.
并且还骄傲不可听劝。
And I'm proud and would not listen.
如果是我的话。
If it was me,
我肯定没有人会雇用我。
No one for sure would hire me.
记得以前我们在被训练的时候。
And I remember when I was trained before.
我们的老师郑弟兄经常说。
Our teacher Brother Jane would say.
他说我们需要补课。
He said we need to make up lessons.
他的意思就是说我们听过很多的道理。
What he meant is that we have heard many spiritual experiences.
我们听过很多人讲他们属灵的经历。
And we have heard about many spiritual knowledge.
但是这些没有一样是我们自己的。
But we have not experienced them ourselves.
我们需要去补课。
We need to make up the lessons.
让别人的经历也成为我们的经历。
So that the experience of others will become our experience.
所以我们要求主去求主给我们机会。
So we have to ask the Lord to give us opportunities.
让我们去学习。
To learn.
让我们去经历我们所听见的。
To experience what we have heard.
所听见的这些道理或是属灵的一些经历。
And what we have heard, the spiritual testimonies or those spiritual knowledge.
我们没有机会在一个人家里面做帮佣。
We don't have the chance to be a maid helper in a family.
但是我们却有机会在神的家中服侍。
But we have the opportunity to serve in God's house.
在服侍中学习知道主的意思。
In serving, we learn the Lord's will.
在侍奉中学习放下自己。
In learning, we learn to deny ourselves.
在侍奉中学习不按照我自己的意思。
In serving, we learn not to follow our own will.
在人的手下学习。
And we learn under the hands of others.
我们自己的生命才会被改变。
Then our lives can be changed.
我们知道主的意思。
Then we know the Lord's will.
我们才能够为主的利益来求最大的好处。
Then we can seek the best for the Lord's interests.
第三，这个老仆人是一个活在神面前的人。
Thirdly, this old servant was a person who lived before God.
我们能够看他被分派一个任务的时候。
When he received a task,
他为了他所要做的事情祷告。
And he prayed for the things he was about to do.
为了事情的发展能够合乎神的旨意。
And so the things can happen according to God's will.
他非常的小心的看环境。
He carefully observed the circumstances.
要知道有没有神的带领。
So he can discern about God's leading.
当他清楚看到神的带领跟引导的时候。
When he saw God's leading clearly.
他就把荣耀归给神。
He gave glory to God.
当他达成了任务。
When his mission was accomplished.
他又俯伏在地。
He again bowed down before God.
感谢神。
And gave thanks.
我们能够看见。
We can see.
他不只是在乎主人的利益。
That he only not care about his master's interests.
他也很在乎当他在做这些事情的时候。
And he also cared about when he was doing all these things.
有没有神在其中。
Whether God was in the midst.
有没有神的带领。
Was if there was God's guidance in doing the process.
我们看到他的工作有神的同在，有神的祝福。
We see that his work had God's blessing and presence.
我们能够在他的身上看见。
We can see from him.
他的生活跟他的信仰是一体的。
That his life and his faith were one.
是一件事。
It's one.
不是分开的两件事情。
They were not two separate things.
老仆人借着祷告把事情交托给神。
The old servant committed the matter to God through prayer.
我在想如果是我的话。
And if it were me.
我也会祷告。
I would also pray.
但是我会先做事后祷告。
But usually I would act first then pray later.
通常我们有一些需要决定的事情。
Oftentimes when I have to make decisions,
我们就先自己评估评估。
Then we first would evaluate the situation.
我们再看看环境。
And we look at the environment.
做了这些事情以后。
And after doing all these things.
如果可以了。
If everything looks right.
哦，就决定下去了。
Then we just make the decision.
也不需要再祷告了。
Then we don't have to pray further.
但是如果事情还不行。
But if the things doesn't work out.
心中还没有把握。
Or if we feel uncertain.
那就来祷告。
Then we pray.
通常我们的祷告也是按照我们心里所想的去求神按照我们的意思来行。
And often our prayers are asking the Lord to do what we think or want.
但是我们看老仆人的经历。
But when we look at the old servant.
好像不是这个样子。
He was different.
他把事情借着祷告带给主。
He first committed the matter to the Lord through prayer.
后来他就安静地观察事情的演变。
Then he would quietly watch how things would develop.
他看看主有没有带领。
And to see it was whether the Lord was leading or not.
这个道路是不是通达。
And whether the way was open or not.
他没有心怀恶意。
He was not double-minded.
他也没有用很长很长的祷告。
He did not use many words or long prayers.
他更没有苦苦的哀求。
And he did not beg.
就是很简单的。
Simply.
就是把事情交给主。
Simply, he entrusted the matter into God's hand.
在这个其中的差别是什么？
And what is the difference?
我们通常是先评估，我们先看环境，后来祷告。
What we usually do is we usually evaluate first, we look at the situation, then we pray and entrust.
老仆人刚好是相反，他先祷告，他先交托。
And the old servant did it in the opposite way. He prayed and entrusted first.
我们通常很在意的是这个祷告有没有结果。
We usually care about the result of our prayer.
但是老仆人是他很在乎每一个细节，每一个过程有没有神在当中在引导他，在带领他。
But he cared about was whether about God's leading and what God's will was in that process.
我们知道前一阵子牧师说我们今年教会的一个方向是要学习早上我们为主分别为圣。
And the pastor also said our a goal of our church this year is to set a time for the Lord in the morning.
我们随时要保留时间保留精力来祷告。
And we also have to keep our time to separate a time and strength for prayer.
在过去的一个周六的追求聚会。
In a recent Saturday pursuit meeting.
他说我们是属天的人。
She said that we're heavenly people.
所以我们早上要从天开始。
So we should start our morning from heaven.
经过了一天。
After a day has passed,
到了晚上,
and when it's night,
我们不要让这一天结束在地上。
We should not end the day in the earthly realm.
我们还要借着祷告，让我们回到天上去。
But through prayer, we should return to heaven again.
我们遇到不寻常的事情。
When we encounter unusual things,
我们要带到主面前去询问为什么。
We should bring them before the Lord and ask why.
当我们这样学习的时候,
and as we learn this,
我们盼望我们能够经历。
We hope that we can have this experience.
我们的信仰跟我们的生活不再是两件事情。
That our faith and our daily lives are no longer two separate things.
我们的信仰，我们的生活是一起的，是一件事情。
Our life and our daily life should be one united thing.
啊，我很喜欢一首诗歌。
I like one hymn very much.
就是我们之前有唱过的主耶稣，我活在啊，我羡慕活在你的面前。
And this is a hymn we have sung before.
啊。在里面歌词有一句话说，在早晨在晚上只有一世间。
It says, from morning to evening, my one world thou art.
这个世间不再是我们熟悉的那个世界。
This is no longer the world that we are familiar with.
那个没有主的那个世间。
That is the world without the Lord.
诗人说他渴慕活在的是一个有主的世间。
But the psalmist said he envies to live in a world with the Lord in it.
摩西说，人在何事上知道我们跟别的人不一样呢？
And Moses said, for how then would it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight?
岂不是因为我们有主的同在吗？
Is it because that we have God's presence?
有主的同在使我们与别人分别出来。
The Lord's presence differs us from the others.
因为有主的同在，我们才能够跟其他人不一样。
Because of the Lord's presence, we're different from the others.
所以我们借着从早上开始。
So starting from the day,
我们在一天里面不断地转向神。
Starting with the Lord in the morning, we turn to God throughout the day.
到了晚上，我们再回到主的面前。
And we return to him at night.
我们来经历，我们来学习，我们也做一个活在神面前的人。
And let's all learn to live before the Lord.
最后，我想回答那个困扰我的问题。
And lastly, I want to answer the question that troubled me.
其实，在星期五的下午啊，当我啊写完这篇信息的时候。
And actually, on Friday afternoon, after I finished writing this message.
啊，我的结尾，我所写的是。
And in my conclusion, I wrote,
我说我愿意学习做一个仆人。
I said, I'm willing to learn to be a servant.
但是我发觉那句话不是真的。
Then I realized this statement is not quite true.
啊，因为这个问题还继续的在困扰我。
Because this question still troubled me.
如果我里面真的不觉得我愿意做一个仆人。
If in my heart, I don't think that I'm willing to be a servant.
我就不应该这么说。
Then I should not say so.
但是我一个很大的问题。
But I have a big question.
借着这么多的话。
By so many words.
借着好几天我在说服我自己。
And I've been trying to persuade myself for so many days.
我还是没有办法很诚实地说，我愿意做一个仆人。
I still cannot honestly say that I want to be a servant.
星期五过了。
And after Friday has passed,
星期六来了。
Saturday came.
在星期六早上参加追求聚会。
On Saturday morning, I attended the pursuit meeting.
牧师啊，在其中讲到认罪。
And pastor mentioned about confessing our sins.
后来我们在分组啊，弟兄彼此交通的时候。
And when we broke into groups and the brothers had fellowship,
又有一个弟兄提起这件事情。要认罪。
And another brother mentioned about confessing our sins.
忽然主在向我说话。
Then the Lord spoke to me.
你用了好几天的时间用你的方法。
For so many days you've been trying to use your own method.
你用人的方法。
By the method of man.
来说服我自己要做一个仆人。
To persuade yourself to be a servant.
这个不是己的原则吗？
Is this not the principle of self?
就是我在用我自己的力量啊。
This is because I'm doing it with my own strength.
我在用我自己的道理要来说服我自己。
With my own intellectual, I'm trying to persuade myself.
你为什么不放下呢？
Why don't you let it go?
为什么不认罪呢？
Why don't you confess your sins?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
啊，这真的是主拯救我。
This is really God enlightening me and save me.
啊，我看到了一件事情。
Then I saw this one thing.
什么是认罪呢？
What is confessing our sins?
认罪就是主，我不是那个人。
And just to not to confess that, Lord, I'm not that person.
主，我做不到。
Lord, I cannot do it.
我不再讲理由。
But I don't tell him any more excuses.
我不再用我自己的方法。
I don't use my own method.
我就是简单的放下。
I just simply let it go.
主释放了我。
God has relieved me.
主让我看见这件事情我不能做。
God has let me see that I cannot do this but on my own.
从那个时候开始。
And from then on.
我里面没有挣扎。
I don't struggle anymore in my heart.
我能够真正的说，我愿意做一个仆人。
Then I can truly say I want to be a servant.
我过了一个关口。
I have passed this gate.
这是主做的。
And this is what the Lord has done.
盼望我们可以学习。
Let's all learn about this.
这是我们的身份。
This is our identity.
我们是一个仆人。
We are a servant.
并且我们要做一个称职的仆人。
And we need to be a competent servant.
最后我们一起唱一首诗歌。
Let's all sing a hymn together.
使我做一个仆人。
Make me a servant.
我们求主啊，借着这个诗歌来向我们说话。
And may the Lord speak to us through this hymn.
我们请敬拜团队带我们唱。
We ask the worship team to lead us.
Let us all stand.
请起立。
May this song be our prayer.
让这首诗歌成为我们的祷告。
Lord, make me.Make me a servant.
让我们成为你可用的仆人。
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak.
Available to them.
让我们不单单只是爱我们的邻舍，让我们可以为他们来服务。
Just really ask you to work in our heart and open our eyes that we can see every opportunity to serve.
求你开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们能够看见服侍人的机会。
And ask you to lead us forward through the coming days that we can really honor you in this way.
求你也在我们这个礼拜带领我们。
In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
谢谢主耶稣，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
seated. So.